Hello there, and welcome to another edition of iWake. Today is Wednesday, September 5th, 2012, and today's episode will be a bit different from the normal iWake. Today's show will concentrate on Michael Clark Duncan, who we lost yesterday through a heart failure, to my knowledge. But before we get to that, I just want to, you know, do the one big news story of the day, and that is Apple did send out the press invites to the September 12th event, and basically on those invites we see the date 12, and then underneath that is the shadow of 5. So you have 12 going down to 5 as the shadow, which is an interesting thing. What that reveals to me is that perhaps there will be 5 big things about this new iPhone. Perhaps we will see 5 new devices. Perhaps a new iPod Shuffle, Nano, Touch, iPhone, and maybe there's 5 things. Or it could just be the simple fact that the iPhone will be called the iPhone 5. There is the text, "It's almost here." And then that's pretty much it. So it is a week away, and this is going to be a big, big event. So it is going to be, I believe, in the Yerba Buena Center, and next week is going to be a big week for Apple. So with that said, let's get into what's on my heart today. Tonight, as I record this episode, today was a rather crazy day. I basically full day at work and then get back at 8 p.m. for to do this with you guys. So I found out yesterday that Michael Clark Duncan died. And when I read that, I didn't remember who he was by his name alone. Then I saw his face. I saw the face of Michael Clark Duncan, and I was instantly saddened by his loss, because this guy was a guy full of joy, full of happiness, and he just embodied that in every role he played. His heart was felt, you know, and from the people I've talked about, this was not just an on-screen thing. This is was a man of joy, a man of great energy and strength, and a big little teddy bear. He's most famous for his role in The Green Mile, which I just watched last night again, and I'd encourage you to do so. He was in Armageddon, Daredevil, Sin City, many other films. He often plays villains based on his... This is a large man, black skin color, and, you know, he plays the villain role quite well. But what you'll find when you watch his films are that this guy, Michael Clark Duncan, even in the villain roles, he doesn't seem like a bad guy, really. He always has good heart as a villain, and there's something truly special about him. There really is. I mean, he is, even in villain roles, the nicest guy in the world. And that's kind of an interesting thing to point out, that he's got this amazing vibe about him, and it's really, really sad to see him go. He was engaged to be married in January, and his fiance, as I read the stories here, was just fighting to keep him alive. He had doctors flown in. He had every bit of care that he could have had, and it just was his time to go, it seemed. That his heart, he had a heart attack on July 13th, and it's been an ongoing battle since then to keep him up and running, and this is just terrible news, and I'm deeply sorry that we lost such a great man. Not even because I'll miss him in his acting roles, but this was a light in this world, a man of joy, and a man I will truly miss seeing on the screen, and a man I will miss not being in this world. He died at the incredibly young age of 54. He had many more years ahead of him, and this is just a terrible thing. So my prayers and thoughts go out to him this day, this night. And as I did with Tony Scott, whose situation was much different, I'm going back and rewatching his films. I watched Daredevil, I watched The Green Mile, I'm watching, going through his lineup, and just remembering the man that was Michael Clark Duncan. He was a great man, a great actor, and you will be missed. You made the world a better place. You made those around you light up with happiness. The joy you exuded was phenomenal. Even as someone that doesn't know you personally, Michael, I know that about you. And that's something that can be said. You were an abnormal person in this Hollywood scene. And I say that as a good thing. For you were truly remarkable, truly special. And you will be missed. So, that's that. That's the show for today. I encourage you to go, you know, iTunes has a tribute page where they showcase what films he's done. I encourage you to go there, go to IMDb, and remember what he did. Watch his films. The Green Mile, especially, is such a relevant movie to watch. Just as good as it was back then. And, go out, watch his films. Remember him. Have him in your prayers. Have his fiance in your prayers. Have his whole family in your prayers, because he was a truly special, special guy. And that is today's episode. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching. I'll be back tomorrow for a more regular edition of iWake. As I said, beginning of the show, today was a hectic day, and this death was on my mind as I felt a lot of pain as I heard about his death. This is today's show. Tomorrow, back to Daily Apple News in more scripted format. And if you'd like to get more information about iWake, I do have a website, iWakePodcast.com, where the show notes are at. I also have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/TCHATEN, where you'll find iWake and many, many other videos. I'm getting into stop motion animation, so you'll find that kind of stuff there as well. And for people that want even more, there's iWake again, iWakePodcast.com/again. So thanks, everyone, for watching. And with that said, go out. Have a great evening. And I'll talk to everyone again tomorrow. Aloha.